Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The New York Court of Appeals today overturned the 2020 sex crimes conviction of former Hollywood movie producer Harvey Weinstein, saying he didn't get a fair trial. In a 4-3 decision, the court found the trial judge who presided over the case made a crucial mistake by allowing prosecutors to call witnesses who said Weinstein assaulted them, but whose accusations weren't part of the charges against him. It's not clear how this will affect Weinstein, who's currently in prison in northern New York. He was also sentenced to 16 years in prison in California for rape. Nor is it clear whether Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg will retry the case. President Biden and the leaders of 17 other countries with citizens held or missing in Gaza released a joint letter today calling on Hamas to immediately release vulnerable hostages and agree to a deal that would bring an immediate and prolonged ceasefire that would allow for a surge of aid into Gaza. The Supreme Court hears arguments today on a question it has never addressed before, whether a former president is forever free from being prosecuted for what he claims were his official actions while in office. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
President Trump is currently facing four sets of criminal charges, three of them for actions he took as president. In the case before the court, he's facing trial for willfully and falsely seeking to prevent Joe Biden from being declared the duly elected winner of the 2020 election. Scholars on the right and left have largely agreed that Trump does not have such immunity, but many expect the conservative court majority to limit its eventual ruling in both timing and substance, thus making it difficult, if not impossible, for Trump to face trial on these charges prior to the November election. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks opened lower this morning as the Commerce Department reported a slowdown in economic growth. NPR Scott Horsley reports the Dow tumbled more than 600 points in early trading.
GDP grew at an annual rate of 1.6% in the first 3 months of the year. That's slower than forecasters had expected and slower than the 3.4% growth rate in the final months of last year. Consumer spending is holding up relatively well, especially when it comes to services like travel and restaurant meals. Consumer spending on durable goods was down during the quarter, though, possibly reflecting the drag of higher interest rates. Higher mortgage rates have weighed on the housing market, but construction of new homes is up. Residential investment jumped at an annual rate of nearly 14% in the first quarter. Business investment was also up while government spending slowed. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Wall Street is sharply lower at this hour. The Dow is down 697 points. The Nasdaq is down 322. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Former President Donald Trump is back in a New York courtroom today as his criminal hush money trial continues. The jury will hear more testimony from a veteran tabloid publisher. Trump also faces the question of whether he violated a gag order from the judge in the case. The UK is opening its Northern Ireland archives to independent historians to examine the period of Catholic-Protestant fighting known as the Troubles. And Piers Lauren Freyer has more from London.
Any historian can apply, and five will be selected by an advisory panel of academics from universities in Belfast, Dublin, Oxford, and Cambridge. They'll get full access to the UK state archives. The government wants them to provide a, quote, independent and authoritative examination of its own policy during the decades of Catholic-Protestant fighting in Northern Ireland, which ended with the Good Friday Peace Agreement 26 years ago. The goal is to write a public history of the conflict. In the past, the UK has commissioned historians to do something similar for UK Navy actions during World War II and for the conflict in the Falkland Islands. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
TikTok is threatening to sue over the new U.S. law that says the app's Chinese owners have to sell the company within the year or the app will be banned in the U.S., citing U.S. national security concerns. App owner ByteDance says the law is a violation of its users' First Amendment rights, calling it unconstitutional. Again, on Wall Street, sharply lower, the Dow is down 687 points, the Nasdaq down 284. You're listening to NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.